Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Ron, let's go right back out to the Hall and Capitis fan hotline where we find our friend Bob Grove, Penguins historian, hockey columnist at 93.7 The Fan. Grover, how are you today?
I'm doing great, guys. Hope you are doing as well.
Yes, doing good. Thinking about hockey and wondering what this is going to look like. It would appear that we're headed for a 24-team playoff. You know, they want to have a play-in to really set the field at 16, but it's essentially a 24-team playoff, with the Penguins pitted against the Canadiens in a best-of-five. Grover, thoughts?
Well, I'll start at the top, which is, you know, when I first discussed the 24 teams with you guys a couple of weeks ago, that it was being reported, you know, I still think that's a couple too many teams for me from an integrity standpoint. I mean, the Canadiens had no shot of getting in the playoffs, and a very, very slim chance for Chicago. They would be the bottom two teams. So, but I understand that it's not going to be perfect, and the league has to do what it has to do, and I understand that playing more games with more teams means more money, and we all know that the money they're leaving on the table that they're going to lose this season is pretty significant for both players and owners. So I get all of that. So it is, it's better that it's best of five, obviously, than not best of three. I really didn't like best of three, that proposal. So best of five is better. If you're the Penguins, I'm sure you'd rather have a bye, right? But you don't have a bye, but you're playing the worst team of the 24. The Canadiens are the bottom team of the 24 teams that would get in under this scenario. You beat them two out of three times this season. The Penguins have beaten the Canadiens eight of the last 11 times they've beaten them. The last eight games, Carey Price has started against the Penguins. They've won six of them. This is not a matchup that should concern the Penguins as long as they have their game together.
Bob, I feel a little better after reading up on it. I was against 24 as well, too many, but only I thought because of a time standpoint. I was worried you weren't going to be able to have that many teams and still play best of seven, but they're talking right after that first best of five round, they are going to play best of seven series. So I have a little bit less of a problem because of that. You know what I mean?
No, I agree with you. And I mean, look, I think with the NHLPA executive committee voting today, it's clear that not every single detail here is worked out. How many hubs? What are the hubs? And put in writing what you just talked about. But that's what's been widely reported, that they would then go to a best of seven, and that's the way it should be. So I'm with you. I think that's fine. And like I said, there will always be critics of any kind of scenario the league has to dream up to start the season again. So it's always going to be a bit imperfect. But if you say, look, this is the way it's going to work, we're going to have hockey, and look, after all this voting is done by the players and all the details get worked out, we're still not quite there yet, but this is obviously a big piece. And then once we can guarantee that the players are going to be safe in the environments in which they're playing, we're good to go, and we'll take it. It might not be perfect, but we'll take it.
Grover, you said the Penguins shouldn't be concerned with the Canadiens. I would rate the Penguins a favorite for sure, maybe even a heavy favorite, but best of five is still short. And Carey Price is still Carey Price. And earlier this season, he walked right into this building here and absolutely stole a game, a 4-1 Canadiens victory. I'm aware that the Penguins have had success against him long term. Like, he doesn't have any kind of hex on them. But I would definitely be concerned with going against him in a best of five.
Well, look, yes, you're right, Joe. Anytime you shorten a series, you've increased the chances that disaster could happen if you're the team with the better record and the better team. So, yeah, it's absolutely true. But, again, if the Penguins have Jake Guentzel back, they're healthy. And I know Tatar, who's their leading scorer, the Canadiens' leading scorer, was hurt at the time that play was paused in the hubs, which might be part of it, so that they're not getting – quote-unquote preferential treatment. But, I think it's what is the plan for the testing piece of it? And to your point, then what happens when you get a positive? Is it simply that, I have no idea how they're going to deal with that, quite frankly. I think we've seen some of this in the Premier League recently where they're coming back to practice some of those things in English soccer, and they've had a number of players that did test positive, and they just sent them away for a while. But I don't know how the NHL is going to handle that, and that has to be, again, safety has to be primary in their return here. And I guarantee you, these calls that the NHLPA here is having last night and today, there's a lot of players have a lot of questions about that, because as we know, some of them aren't going to feel comfortable until they hear what the NHL is going to do to protect them.
Bob Grove on the Hall and Capitas fan hotline. Well, if the Penguins get by Carey Price, and if the top four seeds hold, they would face the Flyers, which would be a nice little treat, Grover. But I'm still confused as to what's happening with these top four seeds. Apparently, they're going to have their own little round robin. Will that be to determine seeds 1 through 4? Will it just be so they don't get rusty?
Joe, you still there?
Yeah, can you hear me?
No, I got you. No, I lost you there after you were concerned about how the seeding is going to go.
With the top four, why are they having a round-robin tournament?
Well, I haven't heard a lot of detail about that, Joe, to be honest with you. And I've seen it reported that might actually determine the way the top four seeds, or it's just an exercise to give them a little bit of competition while all the other teams are playing meaningful games. And I'm not sure which it is. So that's one of the questions I have, is how's that all going to work? But, if indeed the Penguins do end up with the Flyers, that's the way the playoffs were shaping up anyways. Given that with, a little over 10 games to go, the Penguins still could have won the division. But, hey, if you want live hockey and you want playoff hockey, and it's the Penguins and the Flyers, if the Penguins are able to get past Montreal in the scenario and play the Flyers, well, you're getting everything you wanted, because you're going to get the emotion, and that would be a terrific series. Because, look, the Flyers had a really good second half of the season, and I think to some degree they're still a little bit underrated.
The other thing, Bob, we haven't heard from the NHL is the timetable for this. We know baseball's trying to shoot to start in early July. It's encouraging to me that they're talking about best of seven series. I'm thinking they're going to get started fairly soon. Are you?
Yeah, I don't think it'll be. I do, but I don't think it'll be early July. I mean, part of this issue is the Canadian border is still closed through the 21st of June, and the NHL has said that won't affect their plan to come back and still have probably 3 weeks of training camp. So if that's all true, as long as that doesn't get pushed out even farther into July, then they would be good. But that tells me the start date for the NHL is more like, mid to later in July, unless there's some consideration given to this border treatment where the NHL would get some special, and players would get some special treatment. So I don't know how that's going to work, but you got all these players coming back from Europe, and there's a lot of logistics there that have to be worked out. And so if you're thinking 3 weeks of training camp, it's at least middle of July. I don't think that's a big issue, to be honest with you. Because we'll see what the schedule looks like. Remember this: especially if they're only having the two hubs, if it does work out like that, you might have a situation where, unlike a normal playoff schedule, and somewhere in that seven-game series you have a couple days off, you won't have any of those. And maybe, you know, it'll be one day off is the most you get. And that they'd be able to squeeze a little bit of time there on that end. But that still puts you, you know, that still puts you able to award the Stanley Cup in sometime in September. And I think that'll work.
Bob Grove on the Hall and Capitas fan hotline. Jim Shorkey, Kia Wexford has all your Memorial Day deals with huge discounts plus 0% for 75 months and no payments for 120 days. Call or click first to make your experience even easier. All health and safety protocols in place. Visit JimShorkeyKiaWexford.com for all the details. That's JimShorkeyKiaWexford.com. Grover, I've been remiss here, and I'll give you 2 or 3 minutes to answer this last one. You dropped a bombshell on us at the end of the last week's session when I asked you about Murray and Jarry, and you said you think the Penguins will trade Matt Murray this offseason. Can you expound on that a little bit?
Well, I said I thought they would trade him given the expansion draft coming up, okay, right? I mean, we can all agree that they can't keep them both with the expansion draft hovering over them. So you're certainly not going to just leave one of them out there to be taken in the expansion draft. So therefore, one of them has got to go, right? So one of them's got to go by the time you have the expansion draft. But that doesn't preclude, for instance, them signing contracts with the Penguins and staying beyond the end of this season into next season. It would just preclude, you know, at some point by whatever the trade deadline would be in 2021, one of them would have to get moved. So that's just, that's just the way I see it as a reality. And I think am I ready to say Jarry's the equal of Murray? I'm not quite there, as I said before. I want to see him in a playoff scenario to know for sure. He's had an unbelievable season. And if you look at the amount of money that Murray's going to cost them versus what Jarry's going to cost them, if the Penguins are in their mind thinking there's not that much difference between those two, then I could see Murray getting traded. But if they're looking at them and, you know, Sullivan saying Murray's my guy and I still think there's a difference, then Jarry will get traded. So one of them's got to get moved in a trade.
Bob, this is, to me, it's a little bit like the Fleury-Murray situation, right? You got two good goaltenders, one not so much younger in this case, but cheaper in this case. I would think it's a little bit like that was back in the day.
No, it's almost exactly like that, except for the age difference, Ron. This is my point. It's the same kind of scenario. So before it was, okay, Fleury's more expensive than Murray. He's also 10 years older. Now it's Murray's much more expensive than Jarry, and to your point, they're only, a year or two apart, whatever it is? Yeah, so you don't have the age piece, but you're going to have every team with an absolute financial crunch trying to get under the cap, given what's happened this season, and Murray making a lot more. It just sets the stage for a very similar thing to happen, so one of them would have to get moved. And could you keep the guy who's not making as much in these tight financial times and say, you know, that's just the only thing we can afford to do right now? And so I like Matt. I like them both. And I think Matt Murray has proven something that Jarry hasn't yet proven, and that's that he can win a Stanley Cup. So I get it. However the Penguins make their final decision, I get it. But I could see Jarry staying under those circumstances. But I could also see Sullivan saying, Murray's my guy. He's proven it to me. I think he's the one we should keep. And if Rutherford agrees with that, either way, one of them gets moved. You get a return that will really help your team, and you move forward. So it's uncanny the way these two expansion drafts have hit the Penguins at these times where they've had two goaltenders. This is incredible if you think about it.
Real quick, to complete the comparison then, is there any chance that Rutherford could pull off what he did with Fleury, which was basically make an arrangement with Vegas to take him in the expansion draft, if he could do that with Seattle and keep both guys all the way through next season?
Yes, I think absolutely he could do that. And if Ronnie Francis is, he's a smart guy. And, if he's thinking about the way that's going to work for Seattle, You could absolutely do that, and that would give the Penguins another year with these two guys, and that would be probably the best-case scenario if you could do it, Joe. So lots of things to juggle and think about for sure. But, hey, you know, the Penguins are in a good position, which is no matter what they decide to do, they come out with a goaltender who's got a lot of years ahead of them, and, you know, he's obviously very talented, although, again, my asterisk is I like Jari a lot. I want to see it. I want to see him do it when it counts, and it's going to be hard for him to do that right now. I don't know how you get him into these playoffs unless Murray gets hurt.
Thank you, Grover. You're one of the finest men that Ron has ever known.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.